Good morning, good morning, good morning. I do apologize once more because I didn't press the mic on and I lost 2 minutes of my show. I am coming at you live and I would like you to enjoy the next 60 minutes. I really do. I hope you will, and I think you will. And there's a couple of reasons why I believe you will. I'm going to tell you a few interesting things, and also I'm going to play some interesting music. But firstly, let me tell you how it came about that I'm sitting in my garden doing my show live with the cat sitting next to me on a red sofa, thinking to myself, gosh, I am quite tired. Firstly, I was laying in bed, I woke up and thought, I just needed to get up, let's put it that way. For a whittle, let's put it that way, just in case people think less well of me. And I thought, let me check the time. And I looked at the time, and it was exactly 10 to 6, which means it's 10 minutes before midnight in universal time. So I got up and started my show. And I think I've done enough talking, so I promised you some decent music, and I am going to try and keep to my word. So let's go with Dr. Lonnie Smith and George Benson, with a song called Good Morning. I've chosen this at random. Let me also add that last night, while I was listening to Julian's Cool Grooves, I thought, oh, you know what? I am going to play this on my show, or these. So I Shazammed them, and then I added them to my playlist. But I realize now that I have added the whole album instead of just the song, or at least a number of albums. So I can't even guess which ones are the right ones. Actually, I'm going to play a different song. I'm going to play it tonight because I can see that. So here we go, guys. Thank you for being here. Let's go. All right, Froggy's asking me what album this comes from, so let's find out. Get info. It's Tonight, the song title, artist Susie Q, I Need You Tonight, and it's, album artist is Pumpkin Machine and Susie Q, and composer is Giovanni D'Orazio and Sergio Panzera. Okay, well, let's put that to bed. And Froggy's also asked for an interview. Now, I would dearly love to do an interview. I'm so I was so disappointed. I had to stop and listen to where the sounds were coming from. It's my cat. No, it's not my cat. It's JJ's cat. I don't have a cat. And she's she's hanging around my feet because I have a habit of getting up early. I don't know why I'm talking softly. Everyone's asleep. But I've got to fill in the bits and pieces so that it makes sense. Otherwise, you're going to all think I'm crazy. Party went on till, I could hear people at 3 in the morning. But the music, we switched off at 1, and there's a story about that as well. And I'm sitting in what used to be the change rooms because I've got to stay on track. When I say the change rooms, I'm near the pool. This was used as a swimming school long ago. You can hear the birds because, yeah, I'm in the garden, like I said. And while I'd love to do an interview, and I might find somebody awake, it's going to be tricky because, yeah, it went on till late and I don't know when they've gone to bed. All I know is that I didn't have much sleep. So the noise is, well, big truck going past. The reason it's so loud is it goes over the creek that I told you about that floods. And it's a very, very slight incline. So, and there's also an intersection at the bottom there on the other side of the creek. So it's a busy road that leads to the west, the center of Australia. People turn off and onto this road, and because it goes on all the way to Brisbane, they pick up speed, but it's only a 60 zone, so 60 kilometers, so they shouldn't. But I'm going to look for another song, and when I find it, I'm going to play it, because, and then I will tell you more about the party, but I don't want to steal old mate Steak Sauce's thunder, but you had a great party, and it was so good to see all the school friends again. Apple Stretching by Grace Jones. I'm gonna look into what Apple Stretching is, because I can't remember the exact song that was played. But let's go. Let's stretch some apples, eh? Let's go. All right. This is Apple Stretching.
The sun comes swaggering across the harbour and kisses the lady waiting in the narrows. And she already plenty shaky stands there, blushing, clutching the torch of liberty. Uptown Luigi, who don't speak English so good, is having an accident, backing his dump truck into the fence. Rain. No, it ain't Judgment Day.
pause for the next song. Oh, that was a lovely song, and I like that chorus. I like the melody, and I'm playing it softly, so I couldn't hear all the words myself to enjoy. But that was kind of like the music that was played last night, although that song wasn't played, I'm sure of that. At least from my memory. Okay, let me tell you bits and pieces about the party without stealing Stoke Sauce's thunder, because he will no doubt want to tell you on Tuesday at 10, I think his show is on Monday, 10 UCT. But he insisted that people put their telephones or their mobile phones into a basket. And so we had this wicker basket, a woven basket, which and it was quite nice. I took photos of that because there was a whole pile of phones, and I'm sure some people would, some of the young kids might have still had one in their pockets, which is fair, because you can't really make people do things that they may not feel comfortable doing. But at least that message went out there. It says, maybe you're here to have a party and not be on your phone. And I saw very, very few people on their phones from 5 a.m. till, as I say, 1 a.m. when we switched the music off. And I'll tell you a little story about that. Because, let me go to come while I'm telling the story, just in case someone asks me a question. Hey, Tin Rooster, nice to have you here. And Adam D, yes, I'm not in the Sun Lounge, I'm outside in this, like, this pit. And Claudio and Tina, nice to have you guys here. And of course, always nice to have Froggy, because Froggy is a connoisseur of music, so I've got a special song for him later. But let me get back to the story, because my wife and I had a few glasses of wine, and we kind of like could see the party going on from the windows, because it was outside, and young Stoke Sauce is one of those people who is quite inclusive of his parents, so he, and also the fact that we work at the school where these kids graduated recently and have been on camping trips and holidays and things like that. So they are really lovely, lovely friends. Catherine was here, and this is my youngest daughter, and my second eldest, Louise. It was just a lovely night. So I went to sleep. I thought, okay, I'm going to try and brave sleep at about just after midnight and just get a bit of sleep, because you don't know how long these parties are going to go on for, do you? And then I woke up. I didn't wake up, but the music seemed much louder than normal. So I thought, man, someone snuck the volume up. And JJ uses his speakers that are for his events, his busking, and his live events, and they're pretty good. I think they're HKs or KV. No, they're not HKs. Anyway, to see how easy I go off topic. And digress from my tale. And so I thought to myself, because I'd already spoken to Jules, and I said, we've got to switch the music off at 1, because if you haven't had enough fun by then, you're probably never going to have enough fun. And also, it's just nice to, I love being in the kitchen at parties. Do you remember that song? Such a nice thing to do. And so I started turning the music down very gently over like about, from about 12:30. That kind of like means I only slept and lay in my bed for 10 minutes. And then at about 12:45, I looked outside and I saw a little pug dog. And I thought, what's this funny dog doing there? And then I saw these guys in t-shirts that looked like cops, or maybe off-duty cops, or, and I noticed that they were, you know, they had a bottle of whiskey in their hands, I think, or something, and they all stood together, and there were some youths around them. I thought to myself, I'll just go down there and see what's going on. And JJ's friends are quite, well, you know, they're 19. Some of them were just turning 20, but some of them were probably 18. And so we're looking at kids 18, 19, which is what Jules has recently turned, and probably 20, and if maybe. So as I walked out the door, someone said, oh, these guys just turned up, gate crashing. But they look like, you know, they're in their late 30s, 40s. And I had to front them, which I did, and asked them what they were doing. And then I had the young, strong man behind me chirping in and saying a little bit about what they thought. And so the one big lad, yeah, well, you can imagine, right, me having to front up these big three big blokes. But I sent them on their way very nicely and said, hey, this is a, but I have the feeling that JJ's or Stoke Sauce's friends wouldn't have taken much to, at least, you know how it is, 1 o'clock in the morning where people are. So that was a good cue to drop the music down, and it coincided with exactly 1 a.m. So as a token to our neighbours who are on the next block and behind us, and quite a long way away, so we're at least, my closest neighbour is at least 100 metres from where I'm sitting now. Well, he's a lovely guy and his wife, and so as a token of respect, we switched off the music. And right, I digress. Let us get back to, this one is for Froggy. And actually, it's not just for Froggy. I'm going to give it to Tin and Claudio M and Adam D and, of course, Froggy, the connoisseur of music. But I suspect there are more connoisseurs here because you are listening to the Zulu Kingdom. And if you are listening to the Zulu Kingdom, you are I was going to say a connoisseur of good show choosing. So let's go away, telephone. See, I should put this in the basket and then throw it in the bottom of the sea. Right, let's go. Here is the song that I think Froggy and others will like. I had it. Where has it gone? All right, it'll have to be the next one. I don't want to give up so easily. Let's keep looking. Okay, here we go. forward, just got back in time. I had to go and get a Mozzie coil. I had to go get a Mozzie coil because I'm being eaten alive here. And that was Nights Over Egypt. And that played last night. I had a walk around, and there's two people sleeping in the TV room, which is where we watch television. But I've got two day beds in there because it seems, which I manufactured myself actually, and just put normal bed mattresses in, which is unusual, but it looks like a. Well, it's exactly like a day bed, and they look quite nice. And so there's two people there. I didn't see anybody sleeping in the lounge, and I know there'll be four people sleeping in the rumpus room, which I'll go check up on later. And then over across from where I am, there are quite a lot of cars in the garden, more than you'd expect. There are, I can see from where I'm standing, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, that's my car. So, subtract 3, 9 of them are guests, I guess. Okay. You guys, by the way, on SDF and on radio, and my guests, I mean, you know, people that, you guys, Froggy, Adam D, Tin, Claudio, Tobster, I know he listens sometimes, you're all welcome to visit us in Australia. We have plenty of space, and if you're not used to fancy high life living, you'll have a lot of fun here if you flew over and spent a week or two with us. And Queensland's a great place. You know, I think you'd find lots of things to do. You had a hire car. Most of you can't say most big when you're in a country, in a province or state as big as Queensland, because it's huge. But most of the attractions around us are quite close, you know, within 100 kilometres. So if you ever, and if ever, it's easier to travel, and you'd have a great time. So you guys are most welcome. And I also have a cabin which you could borrow and stay in. But there's plenty of, like, yeah, I mean that, Adam D. and Claudio and Froggy. So I know that Snowdust has met up with SMJ in Canada, and I'm sure other people, you know, live close enough to each other to have met up at some stage. But Squatter's Rights activated, says Froggy. Right, let's look for some tunes. There's one here by a band called Wolfpack. And I've got a choice. It looks like I've only got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And they're quite interesting titles. Rango, It Gets Funkier, Tomboy, Prom, Beast Lee, and Cars 2. I'm going to go with It Gets Funkier, which is the second one. Sometimes the B song, I don't know if on EPs how they rate their songs. Do they put the best one first? Or you know how you'd often have the first or second song on A and B sides were often really, really good. And people would surprise you by putting it on the second track, because they'd use the first track as a sort of like interlude. Or sort of like a teaser, curtain raiser. What do you call that first song? Does anyone know? Okay, let's go with It Gets Funkier, and I hope it's good. Thank you. enjoyed that, and that could have even been the song. I don't know. Again, I'm not. I should play it loud. Shouldn't I? Because turn off this black MacBook speaker. I heard myself when I spoke loudly then. Turn off this block. I think I'm gonna turn off this block. Let's go. There we go. Right, we are. Yeah, so I had a big whip sneak around. I went to the little downstairs room. It's not that little, but it's not like 6 by 7 meters. And there were four like day beds in there, and there were three people there and sleeping strangers. No, they're not strangers, they're people who were at the party last night. And then two up in the TV room, and then us five somewhere. And then I noticed that some people are sleeping in their cars. So the best part is a little later when they all wake up, and this is a habit we started doing long ago when Stoke Sauce used to have sleepovers. We would, and also my other kids. So it sounds like I only got Stoke Sauce, which is not true. And we have a breakfast, like my lovely wife. Well, I used to do it when we went camping. I used to take the lads out, JJ's pals, and we'd go up to Rainbow Beach, and probably 10 of us, 10 young men, and it was a good chance to, you know, share into their lives, and I think, and just encourage them, because, you know, they all come from different circumstance and all have a different history, and those sort of like early teenage years are so important. And I am actually a teacher, so surprisingly, but I don't teach anymore, and I only did it for a while, and I became a teacher much later in my life, partly because I started working in IT at a school, which is, anybody listening may have guessed, is what I do, and I manage a team. But back then it was just me in the early days. Hey, don't you dare nibble me. Hold on, I'm gonna whack this fella. 1, 2, 3. Oh, poof. That was a march fly. I think you might even call them horse flies, but they're large. They're about the size of a 10-cent coin easily. And they're not very smart. They hop onto you and start looking for a place to nibble, and gosh, when they do bite, it hurts. And sometimes if they land on your legs, you don't necessarily feel them, and well, you do when they bite you, but you don't feel them land. That's Mr. Kookaburra, and he's sitting on the house. The electric comes into the house across the road on the other side on a large pole. I'd say that pole's an easy 9 meters, big telephone pole, with a steel cap on the top, and he's sitting on there, and that high tension cable is right over my head, so it fell down once a long time ago in the winds. I think it had stretched over the years, or a tree had pushed it. And I'm looking at it and I'm thinking, gosh, I hope that stays up there. It's one of my fears, because it kind of like goes on the edge of the pool, so it's at least easy 10 meters up. And depending which side broke, and the other side goes to the other side of the house, and there's another pole there. Let's go and see how. It's not that high. Yeah, it is high. It's an easy. It's a little like street pole sort of thing, and that goes to my meter box. So if it were to fall and land on my roof, that would not be nice. I gotta look into that. All right, and I also have to look into what song to play. Now I might ask for advice from Com. Let's see what's happening in Com. And yes, there's some people here who can give me some advice. I'm going to rattle off some titles, and I would, if you hear one or know one, then say it. All right. So Plain Poor Moy single. Good Times featuring Boris Jennings. Good Times featuring Good Times Again. So there's three. Don't Ever Say Goodbye. Okay, the next lot of songs are by the Jones Girls. And I think they would be very safe. So let's try and stick to this, right? Love Don't Ever Say Goodbye, ASAP. Let's Be Friends and Lovers. I Found That Man of Mine. The World Will Sing Our Song. Can Get As Much Love As You Can, or Get As Much Love As You Can. You're Breaking My Heart. Knights of Egypt. There's actually, I think that's a safe place to go. What about more Wolfpack? Rango, It Gets Funkier, Tomboy, Prom, Beastly, Cars 2. Or what about Dr. Lonnie Smith and George Benson with Flavors? Okay. Let's Be Friends. All right, let's play that one, Froggy. Let's play that one. And where's it gone? And then I think after that we'll play Love Is a Drug Long Version by Grace Jones again. Because I like Grace Jones. She, when I was growing up, we used to go to the beachfront. And I was in, let's go year 10 or 12 or 11. those last 3 years of life. Maybe I was younger. And we were all discovering this sort of like, yeah, we were driving, or some of my friends were driving. I don't think I had my car at that stage. I'd catch the bus in or hitchhike, and everyone would park their cars along the esplanade and in like a fishbone shape and often reversing. And I think it might have been straight parking. And then they'd open the back of their van or their car, and then there was the walkway, and then, a noisy, probably a big fat Harley. So what happens there, because it is Sunday morning, and because I live in the country, and because I live in the busiest corner of the country, like this intersection close to town on 2 acres, I get all the Sunday tourists, and they come out with their classic cars all polished up, and it's a lovely windy road that goes on forever, and it's on the beaten track. It's sort of like where they go if they're heading up to the hills for scones and cream, and where they're going to go when they... Yeah, there's lots of venues that sort of like branch out from here. And so they end up at my intersection, and if they've got a big fat Harley, they tend to want to show it off. And that's why it sounds so loud against the backdrop of birds. Although it's not nearly as loud as when a pack of bikers come past on about 100 Harleys. It goes for like 10 or 15 minutes as they all peel past. And they're quite sedate. They don't go nuts, but it's just a constant beehive of engine. Right, let's play this song. I've lost it. Hang on a bit. Stick around. What? Where's search on this thing? Sorry guys, just bear with me. I'll tell you another story while we do this and while I search for my song list. This is what happens when you didn't get much sleep. There's one other part of the story I haven't told you guys. They all get in this pool and swim. And it's quite a big pool. So it's 10 meters by 5 exactly. Which is quite nice. But after a few beers and 18 and 19 year olds swimming in the pool, and they're all very good, you know, there's no crazy, they don't drink too much or anything like that, but you do keep thinking to yourself, I better go check the pool. And so I walk around periodically with a torch looking for people who you certainly wouldn't want anything to happen to. And that's just paranoia. I think that's from... Hey, Froggy, I am going to disappoint you because I cannot. I will find it. I've lost it. So it has to be here, doesn't it? If I just try a little longer. And like I said, they all... Come on, where did it go? Here it is. Whew, thought I was going crazy. Okay, enjoy.
Let's be friends.